This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
The Bucks game is over. And now, it's time for the longest-running Pro Hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
You know, I feel good. I always can get better. But, you know, I know myself. I know how usually it goes. You know, if I'm healthy, I think it's going to be okay.
The head coach.
You know, offensively, I think, you know, we make a few more shots. Could be dangerous.
And the fans.
You got a guy in Giannis. He's just, like, the most likable human being, and all the other people fall in line with that. Everybody kind of takes it after him. And it's really positive to see that be the team that we give.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Now, here's your host, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
No hangover for the Milwaukee Bucks. They take care of the New York Knicks at MSG tonight, and Giannis does his normal MSG tonight in a triple-double, his third on the season, 17th of his career, and the Bucks finished the job against the New York Knicks tonight, 123-102. Welcome in. I'm Bill Schmid, Baby Tausch, Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. If you want to join us, the phone lines are open after another Bucks win, now 26-4 across the first 30 games of the 2019-2020 season, dominating again. Giannis gets up off the bench just towards the end of the game to be able to give one final push, one final finish, three more points, a couple more trips to the line, and the Bucks finish the job tonight after going up 37-23 after one period. Bucks were unconscious early, started the game up, scoring the first 17 of the game's first 21 points, causing a timeout by Mike Miller, interim head coach of the New York Knicks, inside of the first 4 minutes of the game. Came out firing as normal, hit the first six triples, did the Bucks on their night, ended up 18 of 43 from beyond the arc, and another dominating performance, not the 44-point drumming we saw of the New York Knicks a few weeks ago at Fiserv Forum. Instead, just a modest 21-point victory on the night before a back-to-back that comes into another really, really big game tomorrow night as Malcolm Brogdon makes his return to Fiserv Forum. And coming into tonight's show, thinking about that game that we just saw on Thursday night, and my thanks to Tim Allen for being able to fill in for me tonight on Thursday night, along with Mitch Ross, who's in here again with us tonight. And kudos to Steve Novak, as I was unable to, made me feel real soft. Looking Steve Novak playing hurt tonight, and yours truly was not able to finish the flu game on Thursday night, but that's neither here nor there. The Bucks get the win tonight, and then you also move ahead until tomorrow. Strange Sunday night home tip-off for the Bucks, but a Monday night Packer game makes it all much the same. And you're slotted with the return of a guy who, when Malcolm Brogdon left, there was trepidation across Bucks fans as to who was going to be able to fill the void that Malcolm Brogdon is leaving, scoring-wise. Who is going to be able to pick up the slack as the main penetrator when Malcolm Brogdon is gone? Who's going to be able to consistently get to the rack when Malcolm Brogdon is gone? And it's a catch-22 when also understanding that the Bucks were going to be able to get better and grow, not only as a team, but individually as well. And we've marveled at the growth of Giannis Antetokounmpo this year, and rightfully so, as he goes off for a triple-double tonight in only just over 25 minutes of play, 8 of 10 from the field. He was great. 11 rebounds, 10 assists, and kept it relatively in the flow of the game. There were a couple of points in time where you saw Giannis, the 7 assists early, especially in that first half, were clear-cut playmaking opportunities. And he deliberately wanted to make sure that he was assisting to his teammates, making sure he was getting everybody involved. They were the focal point and the scoring presence tonight. But when this team grows, not only at the top with Giannis, with Dante DiVincenzo, George Hill, second year in the system, then they get older and maybe a little bit wiser with some more vets. Another year of George Hill, as I mentioned, and then Robin Lopez added another dimension to the team. Wes Matthews, who didn't play tonight, and you're surrounding the core that you started the year with up and coming players that are now being able to take advantage of those opportunities. And the biggest one that I've noticed here, and why this conversation seems so prevalent to me, is Dante DiVincenzo taking over what appears to be a starting role in this offense. Because of the injury to Malcolm or to Eric Bledsoe. Tonight, you don't have Wes Matthews. But also, with the guy that's coming to town tomorrow in Malcolm Brogdon. Because trying to find who is going to be the next spark. Who could be the sixth man once Malcolm left? Who can be that energizer off the bench, but also savvy enough in-game to know when they can pick a spot and try to go get one. Or, as I've felt about Dante since he got himself into this lineup and into a regular rotation with the starters, he plays better with good players. And sometimes guys that just know the game and understand rotations, understand defenses and how they're going to try to attack you, some guys can get better when they play with top-notch talent. And I see Dante DiVincenzo as just that, a player that plays better when he's surrounded by better players. And the Bucks are able to not only see that growth in him individually, but in the team as well. And they are clicking on absolute all cylinders here at 26 of their first 30 victories. The game on Thursday night was monumentous, as it was a national televised game, and you got to see all the hoopla that comes with LeBron James back in town. And that's one side and the other. But for the Bucks to go in then again tonight and pick up a win in a game you're supposed to win, in a game that you need to win, in the monotony of a regular season where it is focal point to the playoffs, but you got to take care of these games, and the Bucks do just that. Once again tonight against the New York Knicks, and they get everybody a little bit of reprieve on minutes-wise as well. There were 7 different players that played 20 minutes tonight. 3 of them did not start the game. Ersan Ilyasova started in place of Wes Matthews, who was out tonight. Bucks started up this game on a 17-4 run. They hit their first 6 triples on the night. They finished just under 42% from downtown, and they beat the New York Knicks 123-102. Going to hear from Mike Budenholzer. Also going to hear, hopefully, from Chris Middleton inside the Bucks locker room. Matt Velasquez as well. This is the Pick and Save Probes post-game show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Bucks get Malcolm Brogdon at home tomorrow, and do you feel like they have recovered the loss that 13 had when he left in free agency to go to Indiana? 414-799-1250. Take some of that reaction as well, along to Giannis's third double or triple double of the season, 17th of his career. Bucks needed it tonight as they take out the Knicks at MSG. We're back after this on The Fan.
Behold our mortal enemy. We're keeping an eye on the enemy. How did the bad guy look tonight? Sponsored by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Well, with all due respect, Kevin Knox, no one is really all that concerned about how the New York Knicks look tonight. I mean, Taj Gibson, sweet. Good to see you back in the league. Julius Randle, the star free agent acquisition for the New York Knickerbockers this year. Remember when James Dolan and the Knicks thought they were going to get Kevin Durant or Kyrie Irving?
What a seriously horrible team the New York Knicks are.
It makes me honestly happy, though, because I don't like mean people, and I feel like James Dolan's just a bad person. So for me, it makes me happy to see the New York Knicks suffer like this. Is that bad of me, Mitch?
No, I mean, he brings it on himself.
He really does. And I mean, he opens himself up for all of it.
He goes after fans that come after him. He should be the bigger, you know, the bigger person.
Former players that brought him a bunch of money and a bunch of press
Charles Oakley, right?
Yeah, when he was trying to fight him for coming back to a Knicks game.
That, you're barking up the wrong tree there, buddy. I would say.
Yeah, former player or not. I'm not messing with a guy of that stature or that psyche. Might be better put.
He is one of few guys in my lifetime in the NBA that I would not. He's one of a handful. Him and like Z-Bo. Mess with Z-Bo, Zach Randolph.
Mm-mm. No, and I also put Rasheed Wallace was in there for me. Wallace as well. Ron Artest, Meta World Peace. Self-spoken. Steven Jackson. Now, Steven Jackson, when we were able to have him in the locker room for the Milwaukee Bucks, that was always fun because you never knew what he was planning on doing. I remember one day coming in and Steven Jackson walks in, a guy usually coming through about an hour and 45 minutes before the game, which is a good time for a guy that, you know, takes a shorter shoot around. And he strolls in like 3 hours before the game. And you're, what are you doing here? What is this? Comes in, gives me a full bag, like a Pick and Save grocery bag, and says, I need you to pass these things out. I'm looking inside. The Stack 5 mixtape coming soon to a shelf near you.
Trill Stack 5, baby.
You got to love the and support the hustle as well. For the Milwaukee Bucks tonight, it's not as much about the opponent tonight, but the enemy coming in to Fiserv Forum tomorrow in the Indiana Pacers are going to surprise some people if you just look at the top-end talent and wonder where Victor Oladipo is. No, he's still on the bench, but it's a team that fights hard. It's a team that plays really, really strong defense, and a team that added Malcolm Brogdon in the offseason for a large payday, one that the Milwaukee Bucks were not willing to match, and he makes his return to Fiserv Forum coming up tomorrow night, part of a back-to-back here on the weekend, and we'll be here on the Pick and Save Pros post-game show with you tomorrow night as well. It's a 6 o'clock tip if you're trying to make it out to Fiserv Forum. But for Indiana, last year, really taking over the philosophy and the persona of their head coach, Nate McMillan was a hard-nosed player, and they play hard-nosed basketball. Sabonis is a really nice big man. They paid him well in the offseason as well. Indiana sits in the 5 seed, a legit playoff opportunity for you, and I thought the Bucks were lucky they didn't have to play Indiana last year. But when Malcolm left, there was a fear that nobody was going to be able to take over just what he did in the immediate. And then you look at the offseason moves that the Milwaukee Bucks made. It was Wes Matthews who played very, very well the other night, but there's still questions on what his projection and productivity will continue to be. Kyle Korver, good player and good role player in understanding his minutes, but you knew what you were getting out of him. You also knew what Robin Lopez was doing for you. And you're waiting for the growth to come from other ends, from your young players. Those players to be able to take another step. And I really think Dante DiVincenzo has shown that in the first 30 games that we've seen here in 2019. Only making himself more of a fixture in the lineup, taking more opportunities away, and also showcasing and showing that he's able to play an off guard, maybe not the straight up two that we're all used to seeing, but in a lineup where there's not another guard in, a ball dominant guard, along with Giannis, that he's able to control the offense. And I think that was a big part when the Bucks brought in Dante DiVincenzo, was that he was going to be able to man that role. And I think he plays tremendous alongside Giannis, being able to guard many point guards across basketball. He can guard anybody, one or two, in the league because of effort, intensity, and athleticism. And then can do it on the offensive end and just understand where he can pick his roles, because he's playing with maybe some higher talent than others around him. 414-799-1250. Let's go out to the south side. Mike's up with us late on a Saturday night. Mike, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Billy. Yeah, sorry, Spike. That's life. Maybe you should move to Milwaukee. Now, what about Budenheiser here? When's he going to learn how to sub in the fourth with a big lead?
Yeah, I didn't get that at all.
Go ahead.
I didn't understand why Giannis came back in with 5.5 minutes either.
I mean, this goes back to Sparky arguing. They're pulling him. They're putting him in. They're pulling him. If you're up by 20, leave everybody in till it's over. That's what I say. Now, I'm over Brogdon. He didn't want to be here. I don't want to hear about him.
Mm-hmm.
And now, maybe down the road, maybe Giannis? Is it Giannis?
Oh, Thanasis, yeah. The brother, yes.
Giannis DJ? Mm-hmm. Or a Giannis DJ Sterling? Or a DJ Sterling? I mean, with three players. Maybe trade him for a piece? And I'll be listening tomorrow, and I'll be listening the rest of the show. Go Bucks.
Appreciate it, Mike. And that is... that would be the package that I think would have to go in any scenario. It would be a DJ Wilson and company, most likely, in any trade scenario that you would make. I've been asked this a lot. There's not necessarily a move that I'm yearning to make. I'm also intrigued because of where the Bucks are, and we can touch on this a little bit later on, but at 26-4, it's tough to start looking at changes. They're going to be a player in the buyout market simply because of their record. And a lot of guys that are coming up on expiring contracts are going to want to go to competitive teams. And the Bucks are going to be at the top of that list. I expect if they are going to add bench scoring, it's going to be more on that side. Instead of giving up assets, I expect them to use the first that they picked up in the Malcolm Brogdon sign and trade this year. I don't expect them to move that again. They're going to have to rely on some young players developing and fitting into the system, fitting into how they want to play offense and defense, understanding that that is the defensive end of the floor for this Bucks team and this the way that they're going to play around Giannis. The defensive end of the floor is huge. You look at how and I compare this organization a lot to Coach Bud in the San Antonio Spurs. I think that's how they want to, and how that's the most sustainable for a small market team to build, similar to how the Spurs did. They were always drafting players middle to late first round, and within 2 to 3 years, they were decent role players into pieces that they were able to use. And then if you can strike gold like the Bucks already have, middle of the teens, like the San Antonio Spurs did in Kawhi Leonard, well, then it's all gravy, and then you can all be very, very happy and enjoy the fruits of that labor and that draft labor when you're able to hit with guys like that. Let's get the drive of the game tonight with Wrench and Go Auto Parts here on 105.7 FM.
Was it a dunk? Was it a key basket in transition? Was it a spectacular play down the lane? It's time for the Wrench and Go Drive of the Game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest price auto parts around. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Talked much about him, but it was into the third quarter when Sterling Brown gave us our drive of the game, went 92 feet.
Great wall set up by the Bucks defensively. It leads to the steal. Sterling Brown. And a foul. Count it, Dennis Smith. The Bucks now have 21 fast break points to 5 for New York.
It's always good when the Bucks are able to get out and run, and they can be a lot more effective when they can get out and transition. Bucks were able to do a lot of that tonight. everybody plays and everybody scores for the Milwaukee Bucks tonight, except for Pat Connaughton. 24 minutes for Connaughton. It wasn't like he didn't have his opportunities. He was the only Buck scoreless. Even the Nassus gets in the game with a monster slam. We're talking about it here after the game. It's the Pick and Save Pros post-game show. You can join us at 414-799-1250. Hear from Brooke Lopez next on The Fan.
Did that really just happen? It's time for the Are You Kidding Me? Moment of the Game. Brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagner.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, on The Fan.
The Bucks will be 26-4. In just over 2 minutes. That is reminiscent of what the Nassus did in Orlando. But this is not Orlando.
Listen to the fans. The buzz when he just did that. And he stood up. That was amazing.
The Nassus skies one on a baseline drive. Yes, the Nassus Antetokounmpo was the Antetokounmpo that finished this game. So you know how that result was from MSG. A 123-102 victory for the Milwaukee Bucks. Welcome back. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, along with you here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. And guys, we're inside here, the beautiful Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Studios. And I want to tell you guys right now, today is the best time to be a part of a replacement plan. Make, instead of a New Year's resolution, make a New Year's resolution for your house and make a replacement plan a part of your 2020 vision for your home. And you can do that in as little as just one day at Pella Windows and Doors, guys. Even in the winter, they don't just install. They do it all. They measure, they manufacture, install, service, and backing their windows with a limited lifetime warranty. And even better off that, they have better than bank financing for you as well. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin is going to simplify your life when it comes to one source for everything you need for home decor. Guy, they have 9 different styles of Pella windows to fit your particular taste. You don't have to just go with one basic standard package that's what you're going to get. They don't bring just 2 swabs out there. They have 9 different styles: vinyl, fiberglass, luxurious wood. If that's what fits your style, if that's what fits your taste, Pella Windows and Doors is going to be able to allow you to see, touch, and feel that all at their brand new Pella Windows and Doors Experience Center off of Blue Mound Road in Brookfield. Guys, go out and test out and see for yourself all the beautiful innovations they're doing, like their roll screens that practically go right out of view. Won the 2019 Most Innovative Window Award as well. And you don't want to block any of the sunlight you get in winter. You want to take in all of that. Replace now. Save up to 55% off qualifying installations. Or, this one is the one that I like, 0 APR financing for 48 months for qualified credit. And even guys like me might be able to get into that credit, guys. Make window replacement part of your 2020 vision. Stop in today. Schedule your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. This is the Pick and Save Pros post-game show. The Bucks get a win tonight on the road, and they're able to do so without Wes Matthews, who was just a big, big factor for the Bucks getting a win just the other night against the Los Angeles Lakers at Fiserv Forum. Bucks are back at Fiserv Forum tomorrow for a home date against the Indiana Pacers, a divisional foe, and one that sports a familiar face in Malcolm Brogdon. And for me right now, it appears and feels like the Milwaukee Bucks have definitely put the loss of Malcolm Brogdon into the rearview mirror, and they are flying high without number 13, and they'll be able to welcome 13 back to their home place tomorrow as it's a 6 o'clock tip-off between them and the Indiana Pacers. Brooke Lopez, been a little critical of Brooke Lopez as of late and his lack of production. While he started out strong from deep, 4 of 8 from downtown, 5 of 11 on the day, 14 points from Splash Mountain, and he talked with Zora Stevenson on Fox Sports Wisconsin after the game.
We just have a great belief in each other, 1 through 15, that whoever's out there, whichever 5, whoever we got out there is going to go out there and get the job done.
You have confidence in your shot. Coach has confidence in your shot. Tonight you knocked down 4, a season high. What does it do for you just to see the ball go in like that?
It was good. You know, we all shot well tonight, and we just have to have the confidence to keep going, keep doing our job and shooting it every single night. But obviously it starts defensively.
Thanks, Brooke.
Thanks, Zora.
Who who's banged up on the Bucks.
Once I felt I could put weight on it, I was like, I had to get back out there.
This is the McCormick Law Office Milwaukee Injury Report. McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Well, it was a thigh that kept Wes Matthews out. He's listed as day-to-day. Be interested to see if Wes is a good to go tomorrow against Indiana at home. The other side of this back-to-back, Eric Bledsoe still dealing with the right fibula avulsion fracture, as the MRI showed on Saturday. He will be out for about 2 weeks, and the Bucks playing with Dante DiVincenzo in the starting lineup until Eric Bledsoe returns. But as I said, Brook Lopez, we just heard him. Bucks started out strong from deep, six of their first six. Splash Mountain put him up 17 early.
Brook Lopez swats it away. Knocked it away from Mitchell Robinson. That is normally Robinson's game. And the Bucks come down the court quickly, and Ilyasova drains a three.
And Ersan being able to do some of that as he stepped into the starting lineup for Wesley Matthews tonight. Giannis, he had a triple-double, and it also helps when it starts defensively, ends with offense.
It was a compliment to Mike Miller.
He has been a student of that offense. Giannis is fouled. Count it.
Mike Lee wants to travel, but maybe he hasn't watched enough Bucks games. They don't call this guy the Greek freak for nothing. He can take a little contact, gets where he wants.
I like that by Steve Novak calling out Spike Lee. Good work, Steve. And great work by Steve Novak being able to play hurt tonight. I wish I was able to on Thursday night. It still is still irking at me that I missed that. But once again, thanks to Tim Allen. I'll be back in here tomorrow night as, questionable day-to-day, as we all are here as we check the injury report. Then Dante DiVincenzo does it with a steal and then a fly.
Steal. DiVincenzo. Team points for DiVincenzo, 5 of 7 from the field.
If you notice that scores aren't really accompanying a lot of these highlights, it's because it was pretty much the same score all night. The Bucks got themselves up to a quick lead, as I said there, with the first one. Brook made it 23-6. That was the Bucks' biggest lead in the first going of the game. That was 17. It got down to 9 at a few different points, but that was really the window in which this game was played, and then the Bucks were able to break it open. A lot of how it happened was once they brought Giannis back off the bench, closed out, and it got into 14-15 area, and then Thanasis just gave you a power to finish it off.
The Bucks will be 26-4 in just over 2 minutes. That is reminiscent of what Thanasis did in Orlando. But this is not Orlando.
Listen to the fans. The buzz when he just did that. And he stood up. That was amazing.
So Jim Paschke on Fox Sports Wisconsin is courtesy of all our highlights there. So Jim Paschke dropped a this is not. Sorry, what was that? This is not Detroit? Is that what he said, Mitch? Did he chant or his inner Paul Allen there?
Not quite. This is not Orlando.
Oh, man. I mean, it's just about. That's the NBA equivalent of what Paul Allen did, that this is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl for a reminiscent, Packers-Vikings this week. As we take a look there at some of the highlights in a Bucks 123-102 victory here tonight. We'll go inside the coach's corner, and we'll also hear from Matt Velasquez. Matt Velasquez comes up in about 5 minutes from right now. But first, the X Factor in tonight's game by Bryant and Stratton College. Bobcat Athletics, guys, offering 15 different junior college sports and athletic scholarships in all of those. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. Well, finally getting back to some shooting and some scoring for Brook Lopez, I think, was big for the Bucks on tonight's game and being able to get out to an early lead and be able to keep the Knicks at an arm's length. But when you have seven different players in double figures and the Bucks able to space it out with seven different players playing 20 minutes, three of those being bench guys and Kyle Korver, Sterling Brown, and Pat Connaughton, it is a big start to a doubleheader as the Bucks have a back-to-back. They play the Indiana Pacers coming up tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. Chris Middleton tonight in 24 minutes, 7 of 17, 2 of 5 from deep, 7 of 7 from the free throw line, finished with 23 points, led the Bucks in scoring, led the game in scoring, and Chris Middleton is your MVP, brought to you by Chevy. Coming on back, we're going to hear from Matt Velasquez of the Journal Sentinel and JS Online. This is the Pick and Save Pros postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North here on The Fan.
This guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velasquez. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Marola. Divorce, child custody, or any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
.123-102 victory for the Bucks as they take out the New York Knicks at MSG. And now joining us here on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, Matt Velasquez, JS Online, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You follow him online at Matt_Velasquez. Matt, the front end of a back-to-back and no hangover is how I opened up the game, and that's what I was happy about for the Milwaukee Bucks. No hangover after the big LA win. Just go take care of business against the Knicks tonight.
Yeah, no big deal. Just, you know, hop on a plane, go to New York, you know, hit six straight threes, get up 23-6, and just roll. I mean, that's just how this team's built. Like, there's, you know, a bunch of professional guys who go out there, take care of business, do their jobs, and, you know, the benefit for them is that nobody played more than 27 minutes, so they'll head into the second game of this back-to-back on Sunday. Relatively fresh, you know, no worse for the wear.
So 26 of their first 30, Matt. Now, you've been around this game for a while, and you've covered it a good amount of time. Can you try to explain just how impressive that is in this league and just how this... The Bucks make it look so easy, but I know it isn't across basketball.
Yeah, I mean, it's been really impressive. You know, the way they've been able to get out to this, you know, 26-4 start. They've beaten, you know, good teams. They've beaten bad teams. You know, they've beaten teams with their stars, without their stars. You know, they've just been consistent the whole time. They know who they are. They know what they want to do. And that's really just what they focus on. It's really kind of boring sometimes, you know, because it's like, hey, like, this is the Bucks. This is what they do. And there's not much variance from that. But, you know, success and, you know, the brilliance they play with, like, you know, you can't get too accustomed to it because it is something special that we're watching that you definitely don't see day in, day out. I know Bucks fans who've been watching this team, you know, much longer than I've been around, they know full well this is not something that is normal or regular, and it should be appreciated.
Well, and no doubt, and also you said it, playing teams with their stars and without their stars, it isn't like the Bucks in the first stretch of games here haven't faced their own bit of adversity injury-wise, as they started that 18-game run, what, for the first 7 or 8 without Chris Middleton, and now they're doing this without Eric Bledsoe. It shows to the resolve, I think, in that locker room, and you're in there all the time, just how impressive each day and that effort to win that night's game is, and that starts, I think, with the head coach.
Yeah, I think Bud came in here last year, and he had a system, he had a plan, he had a culture that he wanted to set. And everything that he has envisioned or at least tried to bring to this team, I think you can fairly say that he's done it. This team, you know, they fully have embraced that next man up mentality, as cliche as it is. But, you know, tonight Wes Matthews was out in addition to Eric Bledsoe. And, you know, Bud expects that Wes will be back for tomorrow's game against the Pacers. But for tonight, you know, they're down two of their regular starters. You know, it's just, okay, Dante DiVincenzo, you get in there. You're not necessarily a true or traditional point guard or whatever you want to call it, but, hey, you're the one. And, oh, Ersan Ilyasova, you hop in there. So the Bucks are playing a really big lineup, you know, with Brook Lopez, Ersan, Giannis, Chris Middleton, and Dante out there. And just whatever happens, like, you know, they're just the same team. They know who they are. They know what they want to do. And Bud has, you know, he's pulling all the right strings, putting guys in a position to succeed.
How about Dante DiVincenzo? How impressed are you with him stepping in to the starting lineup and really just going in full stride? It seems like he's one of those players, Matt, that just plays better with good talent around him because I think of the intelligence and the knowledge of the game that he has.
Yeah, I mean, you just put him out there and, you know, let him kind of just do whatever he does. I mean, Dante does Dante things all the time. I feel like that's how he's been since he got to the Bucks. It's how he's been since Villanova. He's in there. He's making deflections, making steals, you know, grabbing offensive rebounds, you know, just kind of flying over guys, blocking shots. It's just kind of impressive to watch just the ways that he's able to do things kind of on the margins, on the fringes. And you're right in saying that he's been especially good in that starting unit because they don't need him necessarily to do anything outside of himself. They have so much talent and so many guys who can take care of business. There was some hiccup when he was out there in the fourth quarter, you know, with that mostly bench unit. And obviously that's kind of an experimental group. You have, you know, Thanasis Adekunbo getting out there with like 10 minutes left in the game. You know, he doesn't normally play that much. Not that it's on him, but you're having these new lineups and trusting Dante as the one starter to do something. That's a tough situation to be in. But overall, Dante's just been really good making winning plays, smart plays, and contributing a lot, you know, especially in the absence of Chris Middleton for that 7-game stretch and now in the absence of Eric Bledsoe.
It is fun to see Thanasis get on the floor, though, there in the fourth quarter, because it just, Matt, I can't go back to feeling like I'm watching Rob Frozina coming off the Marquette bench like 10 years ago, and it brings me back to a fun place where you see the walk-on come on, and then he has a big moment like tonight where he has the big jam and gets everybody off the bench jumping around. And it's just the culture in that standpoint, 1 through 15, they're tight, they're having fun, and also they're close-knit enough to know that they need to push each other day in and day out to be able to get to where they ultimately want to go.
Yeah, this team fully recognizes that, you know, it takes everybody. At 1 through 15, add in the two G League guys who are on two-way contracts, you know, and they're all pulling for each other. They're all up for each other. They're all having fun together. You know, I think they recognize that this is special. I mean, they had a special group last year, and this group has established itself, you know, as a special group on its own. You know, a lot of the same pieces, but some new ones too. Mm-hmm. They all fit well together, and it's just really impressive. And yeah, that dunk by Thanasis, you know, that left-handed putback tip slam. If someone's listening to this show and didn't see it, please just keep the radio on, but just stop what you're doing and watch it, because it was fun times.
Well, I appreciate you saying keep the radio on just for a few more minutes.
Of course,
I appreciate that, Matt. I appreciate that. Matt Velasquez joining us here tonight. It's the Big and Safe Pros post-game show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Now, you talked about that team last year. Definitely was a special group to win 60 wins, and a big part of that was Malcolm Brogdon. He makes his return to Fiserv Forum tomorrow night. Matt, the Indiana team as a whole intrigues me just because of their defensive mind and just how intense they play each and every game as well.
Yeah, no, the Pacers have been really good. Malcolm's been, you know, very, very good. You know, all-star level good. The way that he started the season and they've started the season, you wonder what'll happen when Victor Oladipo comes back, you know, in the best, you know, version of things for the Pacers. I mean, they could be, you know, knocking on the door of a top four seed, depending on how things shake out when they get Oladipo back, whenever that is. It's just been really impressive. And, you know, Malcolm obviously has a very different role in Indiana than he did or would have with the Bucks. I mean, the ball is in his hands a ton, and he's able to, you know, create for himself and for others and you know, really orchestrate as the point guard of that team, which, you know, regardless of the Bucks' point guard situation, that's just really not going to happen for somebody in Milwaukee, because Giannis is going to have the ball in his hands more often
right.
than not, as he should, because he's Giannis. Any team and would do that. And, you know, regardless of who's on your team, you want the ball in Giannis' hands because he's that good. He's the MVP for a reason. So I think that so far it's been impressive what the Bucks have been able to do. It's impressive what Brogdon and the Pacers have been able to do. And, you know, it's the best of both worlds for both sides at this moment.
That part of it, I think, is really intriguing, because he is able to have the ball in his hands a bunch there in Indiana. And the few times that I've been able to watch the Pacers, he has dominated possession of the basketball. And that was one thing that's not going to happen a lot here. It's one of the reasons why I've been so impressed with the way Dante has played, being able to guard a lot of teams' points, but also not needing the basketball in his hand to make an impact on offense.
Yeah, I mean, that's the role that he needs to play. He needs to be able to make catch and shoot threes, grab a few offensive rebounds here or there, cut and keep defenses honest. And then when he does have the ball in his hands, he's not just looking for himself. He's looking to kind of be aggressive, create off the dribble, find cutters, just mix things up. But he's not going to have the ball in his hands a lot just because, if you're the Bucks, you'd rather have the ball in Giannis's hands, in Bledsoe's hands when he is healthy, in Chris Middleton's hands. So Dante has adjusted well to the role that he's been in, and I think it suits him.
Matt, appreciate it, man. Good stuff as always. We'll talk tomorrow night on the other side of this back-to-back. Looking forward to it.
All right, sounds great.
That's Matt Velasquez, JS Online, and the Journal Sentinel. You can just go there right now today. And yes, they do still have real hard papers that get delivered to your house each and every day. But you can also follow Matt's great work. Matt_Velasquez on Twitter is where you follow along with him. And tweets all game long. But not just the Bucks are now up 36-34. Gives you some analysis and some understanding of the game. Even if you're not watching the game, feel like you are when you're following along with Matt Velasquez. Appreciate him hanging out with us each and every night here on the show. Coming up next, hear what Mike Budenholzer has to say and see if we get an injury update and an update to see if Wes Matthews will play tomorrow night. As he talks after the game here as the Bucks win by 21, not the 44-point blowout that happened at Fiserv Forum against the Knicks a couple of weeks ago. Instead, just a tasteful 21-point drumming, and the Bucks take on the Pacers tomorrow night. Pick and Save Probes post-game show with Mike Budenholzer next on The Fan.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com. Or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Bucks take care of business against the New York Knickerbockers tonight, 123-102, a 21-point victory for your Bucks. And Mike Budenholzer's Bucks spoke after the game here on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Go inside with Schneider after the game with that coach.
I like the kind of the effort on both sides of the ball. First quarter, third quarter, just gave us enough separation to get a win here in New York tonight. So a lot of guys got to play, got to keep our minutes down. So it's a good win for us.
The guys always say next man up mentality, but tonight with two starters out of the lineup, you guys still get the job done. How much of an advantage is all this depth for you as a coach?
Yeah, it's a huge advantage. Tonight we started a bigger lineup. Brooke at the five and Irsan at the four and Giannis at the three. So, Chris at the two, it's a ton of length, and Dante's athletic at the one. So I thought those guys set the tone defensively, really protected the rim, protected the paint. And then they also shot it really well, Brooke and Irsan and Dante. I think everybody had scored and Giannis hadn't, the first 5 minutes of the game. So I just love the way the group started, and I think it set the tone for us tonight.
What goes into putting Irsan in the lineup there?
Just, a little bit of gut feel, try something. We've used that group in the past. I don't think we've used it much this year, if at all. So I think it was a good opportunity to do that. They start big. Marcus Morris is a really big three in our league. So, kind of hopefully match that size that they have at the small forward and maybe even add to it. So, but it's also just good for us to experiment with different lineups and different looks.
Any part of you that wonders if you guys would have the focus you very clearly did in the first quarter after, pretty big game only a couple nights earlier?
Coaches, we worry about everything. So, but luckily we've got a group that's, is very, very professional, very motivated. I think they take their work seriously. They take the routine, the process seriously. So I think it reflected in the, coming off a big win and coming out and play the way we did in the first quarter.
Brook Lopez, 4 threes tonight. Do you feel like he got his mojo back just a little bit? Nice to see that from him.
Yeah, no, he was great. I think 7 blocks is just phenomenal. So it was just a great all-around game by him. And when he's making threes, just adds to everything else he gives us.
What's the challenges and sort of advantages as a coach when you've got a guy like Giannis that can play 5 positions?
What's the challenge of what?
Of a guy like Giannis that can play effectively 5 positions.
I think it's the... it's the luxury, you know, of having somebody that can play all five positions. We try and hopefully, you know, let him do a little bit of everything. He's a ball handler in pick and rolls. He's a screener in pick and rolls. He's coming off of pan downs and shooting threes now. You know, he facilitates from the top as a point guard, post up. He does a little bit of everything. He guards everybody. So, you know, it's just a great luxury to have him.
How much do you switch that around on a nightly basis based on opponent and where he goes? How much is it him?
Very little on our opponent. We, you know, tonight, like I said, they're pretty big across the front line, so we were dinged up, so we kind of looked at them, but for the most part, we do what we do, and you know, who we're playing, we prepare for them, we respect them, but you know, we try and do what we do each night.
Any update on Wesley's injury in terms of how long you think it'll be, his progress?
I think we're very hopeful that he'll be available tomorrow, so I think it was great for him, you know, to get an extra night to, you know, just hopefully it heals up even more. He feels fresher, more ready to go tomorrow. But, you know, we'll see how he feels probably in the afternoon.
One last one here.
All right, Coach. Giannis got tripled up today. And do you feel like he can attack the rim more, or you really like the play, the performance he played tonight? How about sharing the ball?
Yeah, no, I thought the way he played tonight was great. You know, I think he's reading the defense. We always want him to take what the defense gives him. And they showed a crowd a lot of his drives, a lot of his pick and roll when he got in the half roll game. They were bringing multiple guys to him, and he was finding the open man, and guys are knocking down shots. So that's how we want to play.
Marcus, it seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Giannis knocks that away from Love right at the rim.
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
One of my favorite defensive plays of the night tonight was part of the reason the Bucks started up so hot. 6 of 6 from downtown, and 1 of 5 Brooke Lopez blocks on the night.
Brooke Lopez swats it away. Knocked it away from Mitchell Robinson. That is normally Robinson's game. And the Bucks come down the court quickly, and Ilyasova drains a three. A
couple more minutes here on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show, 414-799-1250. If you want to hop aboard, my name is Bill Schmid. They call me Baby Tausch on these airwaves, and I appreciate you listening here to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Take a look around the scoreboard in the NBA. Clippers putting the finishing touches on a victory in San Antonio. 134-109 the score there, with about 24 seconds left. Just underway in the fourth quarter, Rockets holding on against the Suns 110-99 in Phoenix. We're midway through the second quarter as the Timberwolves take on the Portland Trail Blazers. It's Portland up 42-36. Other finals across the association tonight. Grizzlies top the Kings at home 119-115. Goodness gracious, Mitch Ross, did you see what Ja Morant almost did to your boy Kevin Love last night?
I did.
That was mean. That guy's got kids.
Yeah, he nearly ended his life, and that would have been bad, but not quite.
That was my favorite part of Kevin Love saying Ja Morant almost ended my basketball career tonight. And he just about did. He almost did end his career last night.
He nearly added him to the NBA graveyard.
No, it was just a beautiful one. But Ja Morant finishes tonight's game with the Grizzlies on the floor, which has been one thing for Ja Morant, being able to finish 30 minutes, but 4 of 13 from the field, just 13 points for the rookie sensation, number 2 overall pick in tonight's game. Bulls get a win on the road against Detroit, 119-107. It was the 76ers who await the Milwaukee Bucks on Christmas Day, 125. Washington Wizards, 108. Nets pull one out at home against the Hawks, 122-112. And out in Charlotte, it was the Hornets falling to the Utah Jazz, 114-107. Guys, want to tell you about Pella Windows and Doors and how you need to make the replacement plan a part of your 2020 vision. You want to replace those leaky windows that are costing you money right now today? The easiest place to do so is at Pella Windows and Doors. And in as little as just one day, they will come out to your home and replace those old leaky windows with energy efficient Pella windows. They do not just install, they do it all. They measure, manufacture, install service, and back their windows with a lifetime limited warranty. Even offer better than bank financing on their Pella Windows and Doors. That's how they're simplifying your life. One source for everything. 9 styles of Pella windows to fit your particular taste. Available in vinyl, fiberglass, luxurious wood. Don't block out the sun in the wintertime. Instead, use their brand new 2019 most innovative window award winning roll screen that practically disappears out of view. Replace now and save with 55% off qualifying installations, or my favorite, zero APR financing for 48 months with qualified credit. Make window replacement part of your 2020 vision, guys. Stop in today or schedule your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com. This is the Big and Safe Pros postgame show. We'll be back on the air tomorrow night as your Milwaukee Bucks take on the Indiana Pacers. Pacers sit just in second place in the Eastern Conference Central Division behind the Bucks, but the Bucks lead the Eastern Conference at 26-4. They've played 30 games here in 2019-2020. And they've been able to win 26 of them, 8-0 against their division, 16-2 against the rest of the Eastern Conference, 14-2 on the road, or 14-2 at home, 12-2 on the road, and a point differential for your Milwaukee Bucks of 13. Next highest point differential for a positive margin in the NBA is 8. Yeah, that's by the Dallas Mavericks. One of the four teams to be able to get your Milwaukee Bucks. Trailing the Bucks by 5 games are the Boston Celtics. 4.5 right now are the Miami Heat. Toronto would be the 4 seed if the playoffs started today, followed by those Indiana Pacers, who are 5.5. They are tied winning percentage-wise with the Philadelphia 76ers, who you see on Christmas Day. Brooklyn Nets and Orlando Magic round out the 8 in the Eastern Conference. That'll do us tonight. 123-102, Bucks beat the New York Knicks, and part of a back-to-back. It's right back here tomorrow night, 6 o'clock tip-off at Fiserv Forum. For Mayor Mitch, I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. It's Bucks and Pacers tomorrow. Come on back with us. We're starting up at 10, Fantasy Football Weekly, right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.